was the biggest loser of the Super Bowl in your mind yesterday? Was it Garoppolo? Was it Kyle Shanahan? Richard Sherman, who looked pretty bad getting burned on a couple of big plays. I think the Sammy Watkins play went on him. At that point, it was 20-17, San Francisco, and Watkins goes down the right sideline. Who's the biggest loser of the Super Bowl?
It's Shanahan, unfortunately. They're just ripping him. They're going back to his offensive coordinator days to the Super Bowl and how he lost that and how he lost this one in the fourth quarter. It's unfortunate. I think if you're going to pile on somebody, it was obviously going to go ahead and be him. And he maybe got a little conservative, but I don't think he deserves everything that's coming his way right now.
Yeah, Shanahan's such an obvious answer that I had to search a little bit. And I'm going to go with George Kittle. He had four catches, 36 yards, didn't play a huge part in the game. I think he had one catch for 12 yards for a first. He was just a guy that they absolutely had to have on the typical George Kittle game yesterday. They needed first downs from him to milk the clock and keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands, and he just wasn't available.
Now, this is a trick question because the biggest loser of Super Bowl day was Fox.
Ooh.
Do tell.
Wow.
I didn't enjoy the broadcast.
Wow.
I didn't. The scoreboard graphic.
That's a little weird.
I've never been more irritated by some inanimate object in my life than the scoreboard graphic yesterday. I understand there's no bottom line ticker because there's no other games going on, but give me the scoreboard that stretches the entire length of the screen, please, that I've been used to for the last 15 years. There's not this little square version stuck in the middle of the screen that looked like NFL Network circa Thursday Night Football Jacksonville and Tennessee in 2015. That's what I felt like I was watching. I was half expecting Blake Bortles and Marcus Mariota to come out and play quarterback when I was watching that game yesterday. The graphics department, and also when they would flash up the statistics where they'd be like, Mahomes, 10 of 12 for 84 yards. It was a sketch cartoon.
Yes. Every one of their pictures was a cartoon. Well,
what happened to the real pictures?
If we're going
to
do that, the biggest loser was the NFL. And I'll tell you, because as I'm doing the show yesterday, I'm getting a couple of tweets from a guy watching the game in Japan. And he's like, what the hell? The NFL feed went out after like the second play.
Oh.
And I'm like, now wait a minute, they're not watching on Fox and they're watching an NFL feed? I didn't understand that part, Brady, but he's like, no, we're watching the NFL feed. And
well, the Super Bowl airs internationally. I don't know what channel it airs on.
I don't know, but he said it went out, and matter of fact, it was going on and off, and the last 20 minutes he couldn't get. So, and he was tweeting me. He was pretty upset about the whole thing.
He was tweeting you?
Yeah, on the
National Star.
He was listening to us because he wanted to know what the hell was going on.
Since you fixed the flux capacitor, yes, I figured maybe you could have done it for him.
Could you imagine trying to watch a Super Bowl and it goes out? How awful would that be?
How'd you like to be the person answering the phones at the TV network?
It wasn't the TV. It was like NFL streaming or something like that. I don't know what the hell it was.